We're doing the laws of Pesach. We're up to the prohibition of chametz, checking it, getting rid of it, etc. This is our learning in memory of Asher Chaim Zal. The Ketur Shchanuch Mekor Chaim says, "Kol achir kezayit chametz bePesach. Anyone who eats the volume of an olive of chametz on Pesach, mitchilat leil chamisha asar, from the beginning of the eve, from the night of the 15th, at sof yom echad v'slim b'nisan, till the stars come out on the 21st of Nisan here in Eretz Yisrael, or 22nd of Nisan in Chutzart, so that's added rabbinic. Bimizid, if he did it purposely, chayav karet, he gets cut off in the world to come. And that chametz vasubana'ah, once you have chametz that went into Pesach, it's prohibited from having any benefit from it, as the verse says, lo ye'achil chametz. Chametz cannot be consumed. Our sages said, lo ye'el chabo eter achila. It cannot be consumed, meaning you shouldn't have any access of consumption to that chametz. So if you sell the chametz, if you use it as firewood, you're saving a certain amount of money. Whatever way in which you gain, you benefit from it, that benefit ultimately can be used for food, right? So our sages derived from the pasuk that we are prohibited after Pesach from deriving any benefit from chametz that was in a Jew's possession over Pesach. Someone who has chametz in his possession on Pesach, even though he didn't need it, he has transgressed two prohibitions. One verse says, you may not see any leaven, any chametz in your possession. And one verse says, another verse says it's prohibited from being in your possession. Two prohibitions. And there's a mitzvah from the Torah to get rid of the chametz before the time of prohibition. So we have a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz, and we have prohibitions for having chametz in our possession over Pesach. Now we can sell the chametz to non-Jew, which is what we sometimes do through a rabbi. It's recommended. Midivrei Sofrim, the rabbis instituted lechapes achare chametz, that we check, we look for the chametz. B'machvoim uvachorim, we check all the different hiding places, all different nooks and crannies. Ve'livdok ulotziyo mikol gvulo, and we check and remove it from our domain. And the rabbis instituted that we do bidikat chametz. We check for the chametz and we get rid of it, and we start on the evening of the 14th, the day before Pesach, that night, which is the night before the night of the Leila Seder, we do bidikas chametz. The rabbis instituted we do this at night because that's when people are home. They're not out at work. And at that time, when you use a candle, you'll be able to focus better and see things better. So we today, we don't use a candle. We turn on all the lights in the room, and we use a flashlight to help us look under the sofas and anywhere else that chametz might have gotten caught up, you know, behind the different things that we have in the house, behind the different furniture where chametz might have gotten stuck. Take out the pillows of the sofa where you might have dropped some candies or whatever into there. If you have kids, you got to check more places. You know, kids store their chametz in all kinds of places. So you got to check more. And we'll go through the halachot over the next few days, Bezrat Hashem.